This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduh, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nasta'hdihi, wa nasta'ghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي أَمَّا بَعْدُ All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him. We seek his help and we ask for his forgiveness. We send our salutations upon the beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I praise and thank Allah for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us all like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Say Ameen. I also want to say Jazakallah Khair for the sisters who are sitting under the shelter. It's quite hot today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the highest of rewards. Subhanallah, I remember recently watching a video that shook me. And it was a reporter who was standing in front of the rubble in Turkey. And he was reporting in Arabic and he was basically saying the devastation that the earthquake has caused. And while he was reporting that, all of a sudden in the background you hear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah. And the reporter had to stop. And he turned around to see what was going on. In the realization of everybody, they saw that those rescuers rescued a baby. After 140 hours of being under that rubble. That is approximately 6 days being under that rubble after the earthquake hit. That baby was still alive. They pulled the baby out and they were so happy to see that that baby is still alive. Subhanallah. And immediately the camera went to that child. The child was breathing, looking around everywhere. Subhanallah. And at the end, that child even had a smile on his face. This is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, inshallah, I want to dedicate the khutbah about the earthquake that has happened in Turkey and in Syria. Just to give you an update of the number of people who have died, or some figures that we can get from the earthquake. Today they say approximately 42,000 people have died. 42,000 of our brothers and sisters who have died. We have approximately 5.2 million people that is in need of aid. That is in need of support. They don't have a home. They don't have food or drink. They don't have clothes. They are missing everything from that disaster that has happened. $1 billion of aid is required to help and support our brothers and our sisters. And they say that that destruction was $25 billion worth of destruction. Now, these numbers are staggering. You know, it's something that we need to think about. And when we hear this devastation, it should actually shake us. It should make us think, because it is our brothers and sisters who have died or who are suffering currently around the world. So the question is, what have we learned from this? And what are we doing about it? That's the question that we need to ask ourselves. What have we learned from this? And what are we doing about it? Firstly, I want all of us to understand something amazing. Sometimes when we hear of this devastation, right, we always think negatively. We say, you know, those people who have died or who are suffering, it's because they are committing sins. And Allah Ta'ala is punishing them. We say this sometimes. And unfortunately, many Muslims say this. How do you know that Allah Ta'ala is punishing them? How do you know that? None of us can open up the hearts of the other and check what they are doing, what their intentions are. No. We need to take it as a positive. We need to take it as a positive that those who have died as a martyr. Those who are suffering are because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. And we know from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test those whom He loves. And that test is difficult. The more difficult your test is, the more love Allah ta'ala has for you. That's how a Muslim should think. But this test is not only for those who are suffering there, those who have lost loved ones, those who have lost their homes, don't have food or shelter, no. It's also a test for us. What are we doing about it? Does it shake us? Does it make us think here in Australia? So we need to know this. And those who have died as martyrs is from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he said, there are seven kinds of martyrs. Martyrs are those who die in the path of Allah. They are those who die in the path of Allah. They are guaranteed paradise. They won't even be questioned on the day of judgment. The hisab will not be done. They will enter paradise. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there are seven categories of people. Other than those who fight for the cause of Allah and die, there are seven other categories of people who are known to be martyrs. The first one, Al-Mat'un Shaheed. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, a person who is killed in an epidemic. There might be some kind of disease that was spreading. Could be COVID, we don't know. Those who die with a disease that is widespread die as a martyr. Wal-Ghariqu Shaheed. And those who drowned are also Shaheed. Wasahibu Dhatil Jambi Shaheed. A person who has bed sores causing fever and coughing resulting to death dies as a Shaheed. Wal-Mabtoon Shaheed. A person who has stomach disease and they die because of this, they are Shaheed. Wasahibu Al-Hariq Shaheed. Those Muslims who die in fire, burnt to death, they are also Shaheed. وَالَّذِي يَمُوتُ تَحْتَ الْهَدْمِ شَهِيدٌ. A person who dies under falling debris, so under buildings, crushed to death, they die as a Shaheed. And lastly, وَالْمَرْأَةُ تَمُوتُ بِجُمْعِ شَهِيدٌ. And a woman who dies during childbirth is also a Shaheed. And this hadith is reported in Abu Dawud, Musnad Ahmad and Nasa'i, and it is reported to be authentic, sahih. So you can only think positive about our brothers and sisters who have died. But what about those who are still alive and they are suffering? What are we doing about them? How are we helping them? Before we get to that point, the lesson that we learn from this, how grateful are we for the basic things that Allah has blessed you with? Let's look at some of our basic things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us food and drinks. Just now you had lunch. Some of you ordered from the canteen. When you go home, your dinner might be ready. You're going to have a nice meal. Even in Ramadan, when we're fasting, going through hunger, iftar is prepared and beautiful food. Right? We have the basics, and not basics, we have more than that. The question is, how grateful are we? Because right now, 5.2 million of our brothers and sisters suffering from that earthquake don't have adequate food. They don't have adequate food. So how grateful are we for that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ O you who believe, eat of the halal lawful things that we have provided for you and be grateful to Allah for that provision. Be grateful to Allah if it is indeed He whom you worship. So if you truly worship Allah, you know this is from Allah. The basic food that you eat, the drinks that you drink, thank Allah Ta'ala for that. And think about those who don't have that. Also, the clothing that you wear. You know, you've got school clothing right now. Some of you have 2-3 pairs of it. You go home, you open your cupboard, you've got so many clothes you can choose from. All of us. But those who have lost their clothing, they only have that clothing that they are wearing. That's it. So be grateful for the clothing that you have. Some of us, we start looking online and trying to find the branded clothing worth hundreds of dollars and then blame our parents for not buying them. Subhanallah. We are not grateful for the little things that we have. The shelter, the house that you live in. Some of us are not even grateful for the 2-bedroom unit that you live in or the 3-bedroom house that you live in. Some of us, we want these mansions that you see on Hollywood movies and we ask our parents, why can't you afford it? We are not grateful for the little shelter, those people who lost their homes. They don't have a home. They're looking for anything, tents that they can live under. Subhanallah. Be grateful of that. Something also we don't think about. Literally we don't think about. Blankets. Just blankets that we wear to sleep. That we cover ourselves. You know, right now in Turkey and in northern Syria, it's freezing temperatures. Sometimes 0 or even below 0 degrees. They don't even have a blanket to cover themselves to sleep. Just think about our brothers and sisters. Think about those your age. How are they sleeping at night? They probably lost their parents in the rubble. How are they sleeping at night? Where is their comfort? We need to start thinking about these things. Be grateful for what you have. And then start thinking about others, insha'Allah ta'ala. So what can we do? Know that this is a test from Allah Ta'ala. And what can we do for this test? The first thing is know that anything could be a test for all of us. And I recited a verse in the beginning of the khutbah. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala might test us in many different ways. He says, min al-khawf, something of fear. Think about those who are living in Turkey. You know, they're still feeling the tremble, the earthquake. They're still feeling it in certain times of the day because it's not stable. Subhanallah. So imagine they're living of fear. There was one city in Turkey that they say they felt tremor. Immediately they rushed out of their homes thinking the building might collapse. Living in fear. Waljoo, hunger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test us of hunger. وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ You know, all your wealth gone in front of your eyes just vanishes, just like the earthquake. وَالْأَنفُسِ Lives, people whom you love might die in front of your eyes. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ The fruits, vegetables, crops, your vegetations that you have gone in a blink of an eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test people for like this. He tells us in the Quran, why is Allah testing us like this? We may ask the question. Because Jannah is not cheap. Jannah is not cheap. You need to put a lot of effort for Jannah. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولَ أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Do people think they'll be left alone just because they say, I believe and not be tested? No, we are going to be tested. Some people's tests are harsher than others. But because they are so high in the ranks of, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue the next khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Boys and girls, teachers, I want you all to know that the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he said, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم تراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the parable of the believers in the affection, mercy and compassion for each other is like that of a body. Think of a body, your own body. When any limb of your body aches, the whole body reacts with sleeplessness and fever. Isn't it true that you get a cut somewhere? Slowly you start getting a fever. It's the body trying to fight that, right? Trying to repair itself. So when you get a cut in your body or a limb is hurting, you will feel it in your entire body. Your mind is not the same as it was before. Likewise, the Muslim ummah, we are like a body. So those people who are suffering right now in Turkey and in Syria, do we have a fever? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. Are we shivering from that fever? Are we thinking about them? The minimum a Muslim should do, the minimum is you make dua for them. The question is, how much dua have we made for our brothers and our sisters who are suffering? That's the minimum that we can do. Allah is going to ask us this question. What have you done for your brothers and sisters who are suffering? The next thing that we can do is financial support. Alhamdulillah, our school is running a campaign. And you know this campaign. You see the money box in all of your rooms. We want to help out our brothers and sisters as much as we can in this great cause to give support, financial support for them. They need food, they need drink, they need shelter, they need clothes, they need blankets. They need all of these things that we all enjoy here, subhanAllah. So dig deep throughout next week and the week after if you can. Dig deep, tell your parents, let them know that we are doing this campaign to support our brothers and our sisters who are suffering. And every single cent that you put in there, it counts. It counts. You will get the hasanat for that. You will get the reward for that. So put that effort in, inshallah, and dig deep. Also, physical aid for those who are able to. And we know people who have gone from here to Turkey to help and support, and to Syria to help and support. Not everyone can go. I don't think any of us can go right now. But we can at least make dua, and we can at least give financial support to our brothers and our sisters. I would like to end this khutbah with an amazing story. Some of you have heard of this story before, but it should make us think. It's a story of Uthman radiallahu anhu. There was a time that in the Arabian Peninsula, it didn't rain for a very long time. So people were suffering. The people of Medina had no food. There was hardly any water. There was no crops growing, no dates, no olive trees. Everything died. And the businessmen of Medina, they're rich, but they've got nothing to buy. They've got nowhere to go. So all of a sudden, after a few months of this happening and a few people dying, they see a massive caravan. Now the caravan that I'm talking about is camels. 1,000 camels. And it's loaded with goods. It's loaded with food. And it's coming. And they saw this. The businessmen of Medina saw this. And they said, yes, we're going to buy this now. Not for themselves only, but for the people around them. And they were thinking, no matter how much it's worth, we're going to give more because of the situation they're in. And it's coming. And that caravan belonged to Uthman radiallahu anhu. He was one of the wealthy Sahabas. It was coming from Syria. And the caravan came right to where Uthman radiallahu anhu was. The businessmen of Medina came around Uthman radiallahu anhu. And they went up to him and said, "Ya Uthman, whatever it's worth, we will give you double. You know, whatever it's worth, we will give you double for it." Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, "I'm sorry, but someone has offered me more." And then they were thinking, who has offered him more? "All right, we will give you triple, the whatever it is." Uthman radiallahu anhu said, "Sorry, but someone has offered me more. 4 times, ya Uthman, someone has offered me more." And then they were talking to each other, what's happening? You know, who is purchasing all of these things? So they discuss among themselves, and whatever they can afford, they come up to Uthman and they say, "Ya Uthman, we will give you 5 times more than what it's worth." He then again said, "I'm sorry, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered me more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered me more. Whatever you can see in this caravan, it is all for the sake of Allah. It is all for the people of Medina. He has given everything for the sake of Allah. And he knows Allah is going to give him more in this world and in the Akhirah. Subhanallah. That's how a Muslim should think. And just one more story just came into my mind. Subhanallah. I remember when this earthquake happened, they were doing a video of this man from Azerbaijan. And Azerbaijan's very close to Turkey or next to Turkey. This man is poor. But when he heard the devastation, it shook his heart. He wanted to help and support his brothers and his sisters. So what did he do? He couldn't send the money. He didn't have enough. But his old car that he had, he loaded his car. He loaded his car with blankets, with sheets, with some whatever, tin food, whatever he had. And he drove all the way to where the devastation was. He gave whatever he had in his home, put it in the car, and he took it. Now in the sight of Allah, that man inshallah ta'ala will be so highly elevated. It's not about the quantity that you give, it's the quality of your giving. So inshallah, use this opportunity to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the burden of our brothers and sisters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of those who have passed away Jannah. Say Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all understand from these devastations that has happened and make us stronger in our deen. Say Ameen. Ibadallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fi al-alamin innaka hamidun majid. Ibadallah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقيموا الصلاة.